Usually when we go to museums, we're looking at objects that are rare or historic. Their value comes from how they help create the narrative of the universal we.
But there's an exhibit at the Museum of Wisconsin Art that is precious for reasons that are personal. Terry Shapiro-Larson is VP and head of the design unit at Florence Eisman, a Milwaukee children's apparel company that's been keeping infants and toddlers in style since 1945. When President and Michelle Obama sent garments to the children of dignitaries, friends, and families, it was the cross-stitching of Larson that personalized the gift.
In this edition of Radio Chipstone, Larson and contributor Jennifer Fields discuss the Eisman vision and the driving force behind her designs.
Well, I think her goal was to make the child look like a child and not like a miniature adult. So there's a lot of sense of humor in the clothes. There's a lot of prettiness in the clothes. It had to be comfortable. The colors had to be clear. Nothing muted, and it had to look good on different skin types, but it was to make the child look like a child and enjoy their childhood.
When you're designing clothing for children, is it the thing where you have an outline and within that outline you find freedom? Do you ever feel constricted by this idea that it has to look like an Eisman?
Oh, absolutely. It's like being typecast as an actor. They have an idea of who you are and what you are, and if you go beyond that, it's a very difficult thing to sell. But you have to keep expanding and you have to keep pushing that or you get stale. So it has to look new, it has to look fresh, but it still has to be within the confines of who you are and what you're known for. The whole process for doing the designs, we have a die made for each of those shapes, and it's this little metal cutout that's made in the shape of the piece that needs to be cut out, and we have a big machine. The fabric that it's cut out is stacked up. This die is put on top of this machine, and the machine stamps it out. So the way that the dies are made have to be fairly simple shapes, and so it leads to these very graphic-looking appliques. And so when I'm designing these things, it has to be a shape that has the ability to be made into a die, and it usually ends up being this very simple, kind of whimsical, geometric shape.
But in that simplicity is that timelessness.
The simplicity, the minimalism, it's clean, it's unfussy. Mrs. Eisman did not like the fussiness of clothes at the time, and so this was her idea of how children should look.
How long have you been working for the Eisman Company?
45 years.
So in that 45 years, have you seen a difference in demand from what parents are looking for in children's clothing?
Oh, absolutely. America has gotten a lot more casual, so we're really focusing more on knits, on more casual clothes. We don't do as many velvet dresses. We don't do as many very formal things anymore because we've just gotten a lot more casual. Even what I'm wearing right now, I would not have worn this to work 20 years ago. But the mothers still want that very special dress for that very special occasion. So you have to balance it and make sure that you have plenty of those things too.
Children 40 years ago, 45 years ago, I don't want to say behave differently, but they had different needs than a child may have now.
I think that the trend has changed. Throughout this exhibit, you'll see that some of these dresses are made for older children. We can't sell these to older children anymore. We have our own particular 7 to 14 line of dresses that are a little older looking. They're a little trendier looking, but they're still very classical and they're still very tasteful. But this younger look of the applique can no longer go beyond a size 6X.
So looking at this, a catalog over here, mm-hmm. and there are children in these clothes mm-hmm. in that catalog. Talk to me about having your work not only be part of a gallery installation, but now it's part of a catalog that goes with an installation.
I think it's fabulous. The catalog is absolutely beautiful, and to see contemporary children and some of these clothes from 30 years ago is really phenomenal. But they're children's clothes. They should be worn. They should be touched. They should last. They should be able to be worn now.
So the thought that, Terry, you could walk over there, take that jumper off the wall and hand it to a child and put it on.
Sure, absolutely. Isn't that fun? There's nothing better than to see children in the clothes that you've designed and that are Florence Eisman. It's great. I love it.
As you stand here in an art gallery, looking at children's clothing that you've designed, talk to me about making that connection with what you do. As a clothing designer, becoming art.
I came in here last Thursday to get a little preview of that, and I had no idea that it was going to be this spectacular. And I walked in, and I honestly started crying, because it's your whole life. Your whole life is here, and it takes you through different periods of your life when I designed this, and different periods when I was into this look, and the things that were happening to me personally as I'm going through my life at Florence Eisman. So it's very emotional.
And I have to tell you, what's really funny about this, Terry, is that the women who were in this gallery were doing the same thing.
Oh, it's a very emotional experience. It really builds memories. It's just very emotional. And we have a very loyal following of families who have passed this down from generation to generation, and they still love the clothes.
Material culture contributor Jonifer Fields curates the Radio Chipstone series. The project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts.
Saturday afternoon, the Museum of Wisconsin Art will present the Rise of a Design Legend and artist talk about the Eisman exhibit. There is more information at WUWM.com.
As we noted earlier on the show, today is Bastille Day. We'll meet a couple of the members of a rock band based in Paris when Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio.